Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a 37-year-old guy. His name is Joseph, and he decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Missouri, and I'm going to break into the Dickerson Park Zoo. That's what I'm going to do.
Nice.
He did this after it closed last week, and a zookeeper spotted him, confronted him, but Joseph, he was prepared. He commanded the animals to attack the zookeeper for him, apparently watching those Aquaman trailers. And like,
or like the Beastmaster back in the day.
Oh, that's a classic. Yeah.
Did he have two ferrets that helped him?
I hope so. Oh, man. Yeah.
That's the problem. There's probably not enough ferrets in the zoo.
It's tough, unfortunately, man, because he tried to get the cheetahs. The cheetahs were like, no, we're not. I'm not going to obey your commands. I'm not going after anybody.
Just chilling here, man, licking myself.
So the zookeeper called the cops. They came and arrested Joseph. He's not the Beastmaster. He did fight against them, though. He even tried to grab the cop's gun at one point. Because, you know, Joseph was really probably in his right mind. He was charged with disarming an officer. He was charged with assault. He was charged with trespassing. And I'm thinking he probably was a little high.
I'm reading more about this. I guess he was screaming some statements about God and Lucifer while holding a silver object in each hand.
Oh!
Now, my first thought, he had ninja stars, but I was wrong. What? He had a dinner fork in his hand.
Oh, was he the Blue Rajah from Mystery Men? Is that what the hell? Hey, there you go. I know you don't know that one, but that's, that was Hank Azaria. He was throwing forks at people in that movie.
Granted, a little bit different. I remember when the time that we went to San Francisco, Ted Smith and I, it's a long story, but one of the moments just got me thinking about this was we were walking in the Tenderloin District, not a really good area, and this homeless guy got into our faces, broke a bottle,
oh!
And Ted snapped and just pushed him because obviously we were just like, what the hell's going on? It was kind of trippy. Granted, we were also on mushrooms at the time, so that made it weirder.
Oh, that's not good.
But then the homeless guy, he falls because he like slides on his shoes and just tips over, and then he just starts yelling all these random names like he's trying to like gather up the posse to attack us. And there were all these other homeless dudes in that area just looking at him like, yeah, we're not helping you. They're just laughing at the guy, and we're just like, they're laughing at you, man. They're not even listening to you.
Damn.
And then we left, went to a bar and had a Jaeger shot.
Yeah, you needed to do that.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Somebody breaks a bottle, I'm done.
That was freaky.
Yeah, because you see that in the movies, and like, you know, I'm out. If you're breaking a bottle, come at me. That's not good.
I mean, I give props to Ted. He handled it just fine. Just pushed him out of the way, because I'm just watching like, what the hell? My arms aren't working. This is weird.
Yeah, you don't want to be going into a dangerous area while you're on mushrooms, dude.
No.
Because you're not even sure if that's really what's going on.
Well, in all fairness, we're trying to get weed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you know what? When you're high on mushrooms, that's what you need is something else in your system.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah. This was a very long time ago.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. In a galaxy far, far away. Hey, last week, Pete Davidson, who you don't really know, but you don't like his hair because he dyes his hair silver to make him look like an old guy.
It just looks weird on a guy who's in his mid to early 20s,
yeah.
And he's rocking silver hair.
He's the dude that made that controversial joke about Congressman-elect Dan Crenshaw, who lost an eye in Afghanistan. So a lot of people said stuff. I felt like, look, it's comedy. I mean, yeah, you can think the joke is not that great or in bad taste, but I don't think anybody should be in trouble over this. That's their job, to do comedy. Sometimes you're going to dig it, sometimes you're not.
I thought the joke sucked, and I thought it was stupid that he did it, but at no point where I would ever have thought fire the guy for it. And I thought he handled it well. He realized rather quickly. He's like, oh man, okay, I crossed the line. And also Crenshaw, he handled it great. He's just like, all right, look, I'm not looking for this guy. I'm not outraged. I'm not upset, but that was a dumb joke, and I was kind of on the same side as him. Just didn't make sense to make fun of a guy for an eye patch when he lost his eye or had some vision issues because he was fighting for our freedom.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if Dan won or not, but I wanted him to win. I said I'd vote for that guy.
Yeah, he's elect.
Yeah, see, it worked. I was like, I'd vote for Dan Crenshaw because you're right, Steve. I thought he handled himself very well in that situation. Plus, he looks badass. I'm like, I want this guy representing me. And so how about this? On Saturday night, Pete Davidson did apologize, and Crenshaw was there to hear it and to get Pete back with an Ariana Grande joke. How about that? Because that's his ex.
Because as he's apologizing, his phone goes off and his ringtone is an Ariana Grande song.
Oh.
It's one of the coolest things I've seen on SNL in a long time.
I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It was a poor choice of words. The man is a war hero, and he deserves all the respect in the world. And I'm sorry.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you saying that.
So we good?
We're good. Apology accepted.
Just keep breathing.
It sounds like my phone's ringing.
You gonna answer that?
Yeah, and I'm just gonna let it ring because that's rude to answer. Let's just let it go to voicemail.
No, it's cool.
Well,
cool,
man.
Yeah. Oh, do you know her?
All right, so that was funny.
Also, Crenshaw then took a few swipes at Pete Davidson's looks.
Last week, I made a joke about a picture of you, and I feel like it would only be fair if you got me back and made fun of a picture of me. Does that sound okay?
I don't really need to do that.
No, come on. I deserve it.
All right, I'll do it.
Please? All right.
Now, first impressions with Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw.
This is Pete Davidson. He looks like if the meth from Breaking Bad was a person.
Not bad. So there, we're even. All right.
Hold on. Well, one more. This is.
All right.
He looks like a troll doll with a tapeworm.
Yeah, man. All right, that's good. We should wrap this up.
Oh, hold on. This is fun. This is fun.
Cool.
He looks like Martin Short in the Santa Claus 3.
By the way,
one of these people was actually good on SNL.
Wow. That was, you know what, dude? I give Pete Davidson, I give Saturday Night Live, I give Crenshaw all the credit in the world because that's what this is supposed to be, comedy.
Yeah, that was great. I thought it was one of the, like I said, it was the coolest thing. And his connection between Pete and Martin Short is pretty damn
spot on. Yeah, you're absolutely
The funny part is probably Pete wrote these jokes. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, and I'll tell you, man, if you're Crenshaw, the greatest thing that could ever happen to you, who even knew who he was?
True. Yeah. I mean, besides on the local level. Yeah.
And now, here's a guy that, honestly, I mean, if this were 2020.
Our future president.
Exactly. For 2020, he'd be like, look, I'll vote for him.
And just the behind the music story of that would be great. He became popular amongst the whole country when he was made fun of on Saturday Night Live.
Dude, I think he's a Republican. I think that's the way, I believe he's a Republican.
He is. Okay, yeah.
See, here's pro tip for the Democrats. If you don't like who the heck's in office right now, you need to get the Republicans to say, hey, what do you say we're all getting on board? We don't care if he's a Republican. Let's get on board with Crenshaw. That's what I do. That's strategy right there, Rev.
Well, then also, I mean, he used the opportunity to have a pretty powerful moment as well, in addition to making fun of Pete Davidson, but he also had the opportunity to just talk about unity.
There's a lot of lessons to learn here. Not just that the left and right can still agree on some things, but also this, Americans can forgive one another. We can remember what brings us together as a country and still see the good in each other. This is Veterans Day weekend, which means that it's a good time for every American to connect with a veteran. Maybe say thanks for your service, but I would actually encourage you to say something else. Tell a veteran, never forget. When you say never forget to a veteran, you are implying that as an American, you are in it with them, not separated by some imaginary barrier between civilians and veterans, but connected together as grateful fellow Americans who will never forget the sacrifices made by veterans past and present, and never forget those we lost on 9/11, heroes like Pete's father. So I'll just say, Pete, never forget.
Never forget. And that is for both of us.
I didn't realize that Pete Davidson's father was lost on that either. Wow. Whoa. Damn. But boy, so much came out of that joke.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And by the way, dude, so you're like, again.
I got goosebumps from hearing that speech right there.
I agree. See, here's the thing. That's what I want somebody really big in politics to sound like. That's the message I want to hear, that bring us all together. Let's be nice to each other. And I don't care if he's a Republican. At this point, it's like, you know what? I mean, I like that guy. And if you don't like what's going on now, I would say forget your damn party and just put somebody who sounds like they're a good person in there. That's the strategy. And that's why I think that it won't happen, because people aren't smart like that in a particular Democratic Party.
There's a conservative talk show host, I don't know if you know Ben Shapiro, but he was talking about all that. He says it was the best political moment he's seen in years because it shows a level of civility that has been forgotten in America.
Definitely. And you're talking about a guy. Saturday Night Live is not a conservative show. It's, I mean, pretty much they're all Democrat all the time.
Yeah.
This dude goes into a hostile environment because he's, you know, he's a Republican.
Well, he was mocked. And then he goes to a place where he was mocked.
He goes to a place where he's mocked in a place where they don't like Republicans anyway. They're not very friendly to that party, and still comes off like making friends with everybody. A great message that we haven't heard from any politician in a long time. That guy, I'll tell you right now.
Super likable.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And Pete Davidson's dad was a firefighter in New York who died on September the September 11 attacks when he was 7 years old.
And how about Crenshaw brings that up? Like, he knew about that, whether or not, you know, it was written for him, whatever, but at least he came off going, hey, you know what? His dad's a hero too. Mm-hmm. His kid's doing what his dad and all of us fight for. Gets to do comedy, gets to do freedom of speech. Boy, there's a lot there.
Well, I think you learn a lot from Crenshaw in a sense, like, you don't have to like a joke. He made it very clear he didn't like the joke.
Yeah.
But you don't need to all of a sudden create a witch hunt on people because you didn't like something that they said. You can just say, I didn't like that, because you have that same freedom to say, look, that was a stupid thing you said. Doesn't mean that you have to hate a person or go out of your way to find them, find a way for them to lose their job, especially over something that's, you know, was really meant just to be a dumb joke. And I think you realize rather quickly from the backlash, you're like, oh man, I really screwed up on this one. And I thought the way they handled all of it was fantastic. And I think it created, in my opinion, I have a newfound respect for also that Pete Davidson guy, which I thought he was kind of a little bit of a douche. And seeing how he handled all that and how they worked all that together, I thought it was great.
I can't disagree, Steve. And I'll tell you right now, I know.
I still think his hair is stupid.
Yeah, well, what do you know?
Sorry.
What? You know what? You're just like every other person of your demographic looking at a young person doing what they're doing.
I'm a bald man who can't have hair.
Yeah.
And here's a guy who has a great head of hair, and he's wasting it by making it silver.
Yeah, see, you got to let that go, brother.
It pisses me off.
You got to let that hair thing go, brother.
We can't see eye to eye on this one.
Yeah. I'd vote for him in a heartbeat for any position you'd ask me to. I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. He knows how to say the right things, and that's good enough for me in this day and age. I'm saying yes. Yes to Ben Crenshaw. Sign him up. Here's a question for you. What happens when someone goes on social media to complain about being dumped before the holidays? Yeah, you know what's going to happen. Another great edition of Facebook Drama, and you're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Now, it's time for Facebook Drama!
And Facebook Drama is brought to you by Car Toys. And BJ, once again, this is our opportunity to point out the morons that are on Facebook. Here is an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it, and of course, we are going to act it out. So this time around, I'll be playing the role of the original poster, so I will be Jennifer.
Okay.
Rev, you will be Laura.
Sweet.
Sarah, you'll play the role of Denise.
Oh, hey.
BJ, you'll be Rick.
All right.
And Vicky, you are Greg.
Yay.
All right, so Jennifer is the original poster, so I'll start things off.
I can't believe he dumped me. WTF.
Oh no, hon, are you okay?
No, I'm not. I'm so devastated.
Ugh, and right before Christmas.
I know, right?
Is this the same guy that you constantly complained about? You seemed so unhappy anyway. You will find Mr. Wright, sweetie, just when you least expect it.
I just don't want to be alone for the holidays.
How lame of him, too. He probably did this to avoid getting you a gift.
That's the worst part. I know he already bought me a Coach purse for Christmas, and now I'm not getting it.
Hashtag gold digger.
What the F is that supposed to mean?
The worst part of a relationship ending is that you aren't getting a purse. Yeah, you sound like a gold digging hoe.
Yeah, Rick has a point. The only nice thing I ever heard you say about him was that he had an awesome boat, which was why he started dating him in the summer. And now you seem only sad about not getting some dumb purse.
Wait. You've only been with him since the summer?
Yeah.
You're crying like you guys have been together for years.
She's crying because she isn't getting the purse.
She's crying because she's a gold-digging hoe. Hi, was really born for that part.
Bunch of savages on Facebook.
Well,
no respect.
You know, though,
this is what happens when you accept all of your friend requests.
That's right. But I will tell you, it is the greatest bit of sort of self-inquiry you can do, because you know what? I think they're right about Jennifer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she may not be able to see it, but her friends are sort of friends to let her know.
No, if you, all you do is complain about a guy, but the attributes that you care about him is that he has a boat and that he bought you a coach purse.
Yeah. It's over.
I mean, it ain't cheap.
No, it ain't cheap. Neither one of those
boats
things are
or
cheap.
Purses.
Yeah. And maintaining a boat ain't cheap. That gas is expensive as well. So, yeah, it sounds like gold digging hoe to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
I never get, though, the people that just accept everybody as a friend. You ever have those, like, where...
Yeah.
I noticed that a lot recently. I'm getting a lot of these spam fake whores.
Oh, I don't know.
Why do you look at Danny when you say that?
Well, because they have the same look as him.
Oh, yeah, that's what true. It is, yeah.
These guys with their guy liner.
Yeah.
No, they, like, you can tell these are not real human beings, and you click on their stuff, and it's like, well, we have two mutual friends, right? So then I click on the mutual friends to say, well, who is this chick, and who are our mutual friends? And I look at the guys, I'm like, guys, come on, man.
Yeah.
At least check on the person before you accept the friendship. Don't just accept them because they look hot. Because then you look, you click on it, and it's like the person's not making any sense with anything on their profile. Or you click on their page and it says, click here to see me do stuff to myself.
So I shouldn't be doing that. I shouldn't be accepting those people. Sorry.
I have a couple buddies that call out those guys. Hey.
Oh, really?
Why are you accepting them? Just to give them a hard time. It's not like they're legit trying to get them in trouble. Hey, man, stop accepting these requests from these stupid whore robots. Because now I'm getting all these requests. Because then they find them, you know, they click on their friends list and they just,
yeah,
those spam bots.
Yeah, those spam bots are coming for you. The fembots are coming for you. Austin whore Powers bots. Is right.
He whore was bots. Right.
The whore bots. Got a new survey. People were asked, okay, what would you do for $10,000? What would you do for $1,000? What would you do for half off a TV? I love that. So I love that, because we know right now our boy Danny is actually in the market for a TV.
Well, he just got a TV.
I just got one.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah.
Oh, see,
you
I
were just a part of the conversation we had earlier this morning before we started the show.
Well, I thought he was still looking. I didn't know he actually got it.
That's why I was like, you were giving him all this advice on this TV he just bought. And I was like, okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah, I totally misunderstood. Yeah, you know, I kind of listen to Danny. I don't listen to it because I'm afraid he's going to start crying and tell me a story and I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, fair enough.
So how about 11% of the people say they would have a cold for an entire year in order to get an extra $10,000.
Oh.
Well, no way, dude. You got to give me a lot more than that if I want to have a cold for the entire year.
I'm willing to do a lot for $10,000, and I mean a lot. I don't know if I'd want a cold.
I don't want to know what a lot is.
Yeah, right.
I don't really want to go up in your head and find out what a lot is.
I mean, it's just a cold, though. It's not the flu with the aches and the fever.
I don't want a runny nose for an entire year.
Well, I feel like I had a runny nose.
Like a weird cokehead then.
Between stuffy nose during like the allergy season, so I figure mine as well, right?
See, Vicky, you're wired for it. You're right. Because you're allergic to a lot of things, yeah, this is in your ballpark. I know what you're talking about. I live with cold symptoms for a lot in my life, yeah.
So might as well. Give me the $10,000.
Not a chance, man. I'm miserable. I'm miserable when I have a stuffy nose.
So now you know what people who have allergies, how they feel, and why sometimes they are miserable. Because you're right. It sucks.
It's the worst.
And I would say probably 3 months to 4 months out of the year, that's pretty much what I'm living. And I still, even though I'm used to it, I wouldn't want a cold all year. So, Vicky, you know what? $10,000 is yours, buddy. You can do it.
Yay. I would do it, too, as long as I could have a runny nose, not a stuffed nose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, runny nose, I can just have tissue by me all the time.
Oh,
if I can't breathe, that would be terrible.
But then you got to rub it for a year. Your nozzle area, the area around your nose is going to be just raw.
Yeah. Oh, true. Well, it'd make Halloween easy. It could just be Rudolph.
Yeah, and dude, runny noses, you're blowing your nose every 5 seconds, dude. Who wants to do that? Mm. At least a stuffy nose, you're right. You can't breathe, but at least you got some peace.
Just jam some tissues up there.
Tampons, but yeah.
Wow, that's a good look.
Man, I mean, my nostrils are big, but I don't know if I want to throw a tampon up there.
And that wouldn't just be another stuffed nose?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing.
You're right. True. No, it's a beating.
I think I'd rather gonorrhea than a runny nose for an entire year.
Wow.
You're saying this like someone with experience.
I don't even know what gonorrhea would feel like.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. But for $10,000, I'm down.
I'll get a baseball bat. Let's see if it feels like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. So 11% said they would do that for $10,000.
All right, runny nose for an entire year. or kicked in the junk for an entire year, once a day, every day.
Do I have to choose one of the two?
I'm just throwing it out there for funsies.
Oh, yeah. Guess what?
Funsies.
I really don't want either Z's, okay?
Yeah, kick me in the junk all you want.
Okay.
Cold for sure.
Vicky, that's not pleasant. I know that you getting kicked there is not.
I know. I've gotten hit there before. It does not feel good.
It's not as bad as us, but it's not good.
By the way, gonorrhea is the one that has the painful urination.
Oh, you want that?
Do you really want that instead of the cold all year?
Mm. What about syphilis?
Syphilis.
Tell me what that, the... Huh?
Get this, though. 11% of the people said they would have a cold all year for 10,000. Only 3% less say they would do it for 1,000.
No.
8% of the people would do it for a grand. What's wrong with you?
Cheap people.
Well, either that, they don't have a lot of money. I guess that's the other. And how about 4% said if they could get half off of a TV. Now, what kind of TV do they want? Like a $100,000 TV or something? I mean, who wants a cold for a year for a TV when you can get it for like $300?
More like, I mean, if someone just texts in saying, Danny, I got a new TV too. Did you do the Best Buy pre-Black Friday deal? I saved myself $600.
I didn't do Best Buy, but I did Target.
Okay, so you got the pre-Black Friday
deal. Oh, yeah. I woke up to those ads and I was like, I'm going now.
It's go time. Yeah. You get yourself that Westinghouse?
No.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard much about Westinghouse televisions. I have no idea.
I have one in my bedroom.
Does it work okay?
I mean, I see things on it.
Okay. Yeah, it's not Westinghouse.
The whole time?
I mean, Westinghouse is an old school brand, but it's not one I turn to for TVs.
It's like, isn't that the Target's version of like a Safeway Select or something?
That's what it is. Well, Westinghouse used to be a thing.
Oh,
yeah. As a matter of fact,
fine. The TV's fine. We rarely use it.
They own radio stations and everything. They were a broadcasting company for a while, Westinghouse. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no problems with it.
So I don't know how they are with TVs. It's so funny when you see like the Zeniths and, you know, all those things like
Magnavox. Remember that?
They were all the big guys, and now nobody even knows them.
Yeah, Zenith was like high end. That was the Cadillac of TVs.
It was.
Yeah.
And Westinghouse was in there somewhere with stuff.
And
I don't know what
Samsung was considered like the lowest of the
You're
low.
Right.
And now it's
like you one of the top TVs to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. That's right. And you know what? If you get a cold for a year, you can have one. How about 7% say they would go blind for a month for $10,000? You okay over there? You almost blinded yourself.
Dude, that's weird. You said that as I poked my eye with the stirrer in my coffee cup and it got stuck in my eye.
I was going to say, why would you do that? But I'm pretty sure you didn't do it on purpose.
Why do you have a stirrer in your coffee cup?
I don't anymore, BJ.
I understand why you have it before you drink coffee. That makes sense. But usually if you have a good coffee, once you stir it and get it all stirred, it's stirred.
I can't argue with you on that one, but
I know. That's why I hate when they do it with mixed drinks. It's like, why do you put a big stick in my drink? What do I need this for?
I don't feel very smart very often, but I feel very smart right now.
Yeah.
Good job. It got stuck in my eye.
Oh, dude, let me see.
Are you okay?
Whoa, I don't know. Oh, dude.
Can you see out of it?
Yes.
I would make a Ben Crenshaw joke, but I don't want to be in bad taste.
Okay. Well, good. Then don't.
It's Dan. Dan Crenshaw.
Who's Ben Crenshaw? Oh, yeah, I think he's a golfer. I think Ben Crenshaw.
I'm glad you're voting for him, BJ.
Yeah.
Vote for Ben Crenshaw. You've been calling him Ben this whole morning.
Please vote for Ben Crenshaw.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. How about this? So 7%, said they'd go blind for a month for $10,000. 5% said they would go blind for a month for $1,000. And 4% said they would do it for half off a TV. You go blind for a month to go half off on a TV. They cost $300.
I think I'd do it for a month for 10 grand.
I got vacation time. I'll just take the month off.
No, I do it while I'm working.
Oh,
why
really?
Waste it on a vacation?
Oh, I am not going
to show up to work and just walk into people. No one can say anything.
Yep.
You bring Lulu in as your guide dog.
Yes,
she takes you to the wrong places.
Yeah, dude, I felt bad, but the other day I was driving this weekend. I was driving in at a bus terminal, at a bus stop. A guy was waiting and he had one of the walkers for being blind.
You mean a stick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the walking stick.
He had a walker.
You know what I mean?
You mean a stick? Well, I don't
know. A white stick.
Yeah, that's different than a walker.
Okay.
A walker is what old people use.
The stick for the blind people. He had one of those.
He had one of those walking sticks, yes.
As he's waiting at the bus stop while playing on his phone, staring at his phone and texting. And
what?
I was just like, I would imagine there's certain varying things, but like, I don't know, or maybe he was just talking on the phone, but it just looked weird because he's got the stick.
Yeah, you're right.
He's on looking at his phone.
You can be legally blind, which means you can see stuff, but
right,
not well enough that you could drive or I guess even know if the pavement changes, which I could see that. You know, it might be super blurry and maybe you don't know when the curb goes down and you could trip or something. Maybe
that's what it just looked weird for a second. I'm sure it had, you know, why else would he be doing? It's not like you're trying to pull a fast one on people.
See, I would do a definitely Larry David moment. I go, dude, I don't understand this. How can you see your phone and you have a walking stick? Are you scamming the country? What are you doing? I think I'd fight with that guy. Wow. Yeah, I would not go blind for anything.
No?
No.
Well, wait, for a month?
$10,000 for a month. No, see, you got to go to all. You got to go six figures if you want to go blind for a month.
Why?
What are these people are easily bought.
Oh, that's right. You like television too much.
Yeah, I love television.
I could just sit on, I would just sit on the couch and listen to music.
Dude, what about going to the bathroom and everything and all that, right?
Sorry, wife. You're going to have to help me with that.
Or invest in a bidet.
Well, I mean, and also, I mean, like, it's not going to be that tough here at work. You just walk in the bathroom and be like, hey, Rev, just tell me, am I pointed at the urinal? Yes, cool.
Oh, they're not going to tell you
the way. Peeing on the wall because there's zero way that I'm going to be telling you where you're peeing correctly.
Rev's like, yeah, you're totally there. And I'm like doing it on my boss's desk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're totally in the bathroom.
I love how you ask. Like,
why are you in my office?
You ask the biggest troll on the show to help you when you're blind, thinking that will go
absolutely
right.
Absolutely help you, Steve.
Dude, if this was
part of me wants to see chaos happen while I'm blind. Look, I can't help it. I'm blind. I didn't know I was peeing on the boss's desk.
You would be in the HR office because he'd have you going to the bathroom in the middle of that big area where everybody can see. All right, Steve, we're in the bathroom. It doesn't feel like the bathroom. Steve, we're in the bathroom. Just go. And there's Steve just hanging it out for the people.
Totally the bathroom.
I can imagine if BJ was blind, he'd have Chris even hold it for him. Just take care of it.
I don't need to have anybody hold it for me. I just need to know how to get there. Once you get there, you can navigate.
What about wiping?
Wiping?
Wiping.
I don't know, Steven.
Wiping?
Dude, you can figure that out. Now, granted, here's what I would have. I'd have the wet wipes. Because since I can't see, because I make sure I'm clean down there, and the only way you can tell is if
Uncle Chris is in the room. He's helping.
Yeah, no, well, I mean,
looking good, BJ, looking good.
Yeah, you have to do some checking there.
I would just wet wipe like a Mo. That's all.
Who's this Mo?
I'd have Mo.
Why is he so good at wet wiping?
Yeah. Wow. You guys really are cheap. You got to go for more than $10,000.
$10,000?
Yeah, I'm not going to go blind for a month.
That is $10,000. That's easy money.
Now, I would do this for $10,000. 10% say they would give away their pet. Oh, yeah. You know what? I will do that for half off a TV.
Not enough money in the world.
I'll give away your pet. I'll give away your pet. I'll give away all your pets to get me half off a TV.
I have a pet. Can I just give away BJ for $10,000? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Of course, you're laughing at your own
joke. At her own joke.
I was funny. I'm excited.
No, it wasn't funny. I know you thought it was funny, but
I wouldn't give away my pet for any amount of money.
I know you wouldn't, but I'm going to come give away your pet because I want half off a TV.
No way.
And I'm not going blind.
There's no chance.
No, not even $1 million in a strip tease by Mila Kunis?
Nope.
Really? God, dude, seriously, you can get
another
dog.
Tell the pet people on the show here.
I can't get another dog like Lulu.
Yeah, you can get one more behaved and doesn't bite their own masters. Yeah, you could get a
pet. Didn't bite me.
I was going to say, BJ would give away his kids for that cost.
Yeah, I'd give away his kids for that
half
cost,
off a TV. Joey, pack your bags. Yeah, baby. And how about this? 3% say they would go to jail for a year for $10,000.
No.
Again, you got
jail for $10,000 for the whole year?
For the whole year? No.
That's not worth it.
2%
of the people. I wouldn't even do a month.
2% said they would go to jail for a year for half a TV. What is wrong with these people? Half off a TV, they would go to jail for a year.
Maybe there's just someone who's been to jail before, and it's like, it's not that bad. I'll do it for a TV.
Plus, you get the TV they have in there.
I do it for a month, as long as it doesn't go on my record. Or if I do go to jail for something and it does stay on my record, it has to be something cool.
I'll do house arrest.
Grand Theft Auto.
Because I'd be sick to have one of those ankle bracelets.
At that point, you'll have your TV right then and there and you'll be arrested. Yeah, it's the greatest thing in the world.
No, for the $10,000.
Oh, for the $10,000. Oh.
But for that, do I have work release? Can I still come work or no?
You just broadcast live from your couch.
Oh, this sounds like a win.
Oh,
for a year?
Yeah, you can't leave your house. We'd have to set up a situation in there.
Nice.
All right. It's not a bad idea. On Friday, Steve, who's on house arrest, got this one right, but only after taking too many guesses.
What 2005 American Idol winner also won the Grammy Award for Best New Artist in 2007?
Kelly Clarkson?
No.
No.
Kelly Clarkson?
Ruben Studdard?
No.
Clay Aiken?
No. The Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, Carrie Underwood.
Yep.
Damn it, she's the only good one. She's the only good one. Jesus.
Apologies to Clay Aiken.
Wow. Man, poor Ruben. I thought Ruben was amazing. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy.
There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.